This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Negotiators in Qatar say a Gaza ceasefire will begin on Friday morning with aid to follow, quote, as soon as possible, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Qatari Foreign Ministry spokesman Majid Al Ansari announced the ceasefire will start at 7 a.m. local time on Friday. He said the two sides had exchanged lists of those to be released, and the first group of 13 women and children held by Hamas would be freed by Friday afternoon. He did not say how many Palestinian prisoners would be freed, but officials have said three would be freed for every hostage. Al Jazeera aired Al Ansari's comments, in which, through a translator, he said he was hopeful the truce would lead to more breakthroughs.
A lot of things have been done and said regarding the release of more than the 50 and to extend as well the truce.
He also added that increased aid for Palestinians will start to enter Gaza as soon as possible. I'm Karen Chamas.
The party of an anti-Islam, anti-migration politician is heading for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. The result puts far-right lawmaker Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II, and one that is bound to send shockwaves through Europe. With nearly all votes counted Thursday morning, Wilders' Party for Freedom is forecast to win 37 seats in the 150-seat lower house of parliament. That's more than double what the party won in the last election. The World Health Organization says it has made an official request to China for more information about a potentially worrying spike in respiratory illnesses and cultures of pneumonia in children. The UN Health Agency cited unspecified media reports and a global infectious disease monitoring service as reporting clusters of undiagnosed pneumonia in children in northern China. For additional stories,